Emmy Rackett is with us, a lecturer in criminology and doing a PhD. Emmy says the budget must have resourcing to support Māori and Pacifica requiring legal support, given the discrimination they face. Well, that wasn't forthcoming yesterday, was it? Emmy Rackett here from People Against Prisons, Aotearoa. Emmy, thank you for joining us on the show again. Tēnā koe.
Yeah, kia ora. Thanks for having me on.
Well, there's money for bigger prisons, more beds, more cops, but for those who are fronting up to court, perhaps not the type of support that they need. Talk with us about perhaps your disappointment that these issues weren't prioritised yesterday.
Yeah, it's an immensely disappointing budget, but I don't think it's a surprising budget. The Coalition, like you said, has been telling us who they are all along. They're going to govern in the interests of the rich, they're going to govern for the rich, and they're going to gut everything else about society that they can get their hands on. These kind of legal aid funding for people who need a public defence lawyer is languishing. The government's budgeted 600% more money for prison construction. Meanwhile, spending on rehabilitation has gone up by 0.6%. It's really, really clear that this budget is for the rich and for shoring up all these systems that the government uses to punish the poor. And that's really all that society is now. That's all that's left.
Hard on law and order. There's votes in it. There's perhaps not votes in ensuring that there is some solid legal representation in the court system for those and many of them who really can't advocate for themselves. So it does paint a gloomy picture or a skewed approach from this government. How important is that legal aid to many who you work with?
Yeah, legal aid's really, really important. I mean, not just people who we work with. I've been in a position of, needing to try to get a hold of a legal aid lawyer in my life. And it's really important when you don't have money that you can have access to the same kind of legal representation that anybody could have. But what the system we have now does is it entrenches this two-tier justice system where for the poor, you're going to have a busy, harried, really, really overworked public defender. And if you're rich, you're going to have a team of people who can get you off. And that's exactly what we see happening. There's one system for the rich in this country, and there's another system for the rest of us. And you're right, there maybe isn't votes in it for the government to do right by the working class of this country. But I think also they are directly kind of giving money to their base with these kinds of moves, right? There will be about $3 billion in tax cuts that's going straight into the pocket of landlords or the landowners in this country. So it's not just that this is an electoral strategy on their part. It's how they are directly funneling cash to their class, to their friends.
And that's what's most frustrating. Can I acknowledge, Emmy, the amount of time and effort and commitment you've put into this space? A lot of us, sadly, are encouraged to just almost neglect or forget about what happens when someone's sloughed up in prison. They're in there doing their time, but most of the people in there are in for less than 6 months. Huge amounts are on remand, many of them our people. So the call for more political focus on a better way to help to modify behaviours, because that's what's really found resulted in them being on the inside anyway, helping them to find their feet better in society. It could be done in many different ways. We've got this old lock 'em up way that they brought across on convict ships and this punitive system. It's not of our making. But there's very little traction when we propose a more Māori-centric way of modifying behaviour. Community rehabilitation centres loom as one example. How frustrating is it for you that you've worked in this space for so long, but scant regard is paid to that potential change?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. You said I'm a lecturer in criminology now. I wasn't when you started interviewing me, man, but I've been on this for ages, and you're right. The way that we try to kind of, where they call it the term of corrections, for instance, right? There's nothing that is correctional about the system at all. It's a way of abusing and humiliating Māori and poor people. as a way of pushing us down or pushing us back and of defeating any claims that we might make to a share in the wealth of society. But at the end of the day, all of that wealth comes from our labor, right? Through the work that we do when we show up and we are exploited and we produce commodities, those commodities are sold for a profit. That's us. That's our money. It already all belongs to us, but it's taken from us by the rich, by landlords, by politicians, like this kind of three-headed beast that rules the government now. It's stripped from us. None of this is how our ancestors did things. There were no prisons in this country before the British brought them here. And there was no capitalism in this country either. There was no one charging rent on the Kumara patch before the white man came here. All of this stuff has been brought here and imposed on us through violence so that a minute handful of people, a tiny clique of capitalists, can enrich themselves at the expense of all of the rest of society. And when that causes contradiction, when it means that some are poor, some have miserable hard lives so that others can be rich, prisons are how the government manages this contradiction by saying, yes, your life's hard, yes, we have made your life hard, and you behave in ways that are dysfunctional, so we're going to make this a you problem, right? This is an issue with you. You have to go and sit in the box so that you can get better. But it's not the people who are wrong. It's not the people who are behaving. You know, the problem hasn't originated in people. It's originated in society. It's originated in capitalist, racist, colonial society, and that's what we have to fix.
Well, again, I take my hat off to the mahi you've been putting in there. When it first surfaced that there was going to be less funding for cultural report writing, I thought my heart sank because I thought, well, if you're coming up against the beak and he doesn't know anything about you, you can very easily look at the crime and send you down, you know, without even understanding the hardships that somebody might have had in their lives. So, I mean, that was a slap in the face. And now to see more prison beds being created in this so-called super prison at Waikerea without some cultural consideration, again, a missed opportunity. You protested outside Mount Eden. Any more action planned from People Against Prisons Aotearoa that you spearhead, Emmy?
Yeah. So I don't speak here, Papa. I'm just the public speaker for us. And yeah, we had a protest outside of Mount Eden Prison to give people an opportunity to say that we hate this mega prison and we hate the direction that this government's trying to take the country. Mega prisons are kind of monuments to their own failure, right? If prisons could work, we would never need a mega prison in the first place, right? If prisons could fix social problems, they would have fixed them by now. We've been one of the most imprisoned countries in the world for 40 years, and things are still horrible here because this approach doesn't work and it can't be made to work. So we're looking at our next steps, and I don't have an announcement now what we're going to do next, but we're looking at having a meeting or meetings across the country so people can come together and we can all put our heads together and think about how can we most effectively organize to make sure this mega prison never gets built. Because if they build it, they will fill it. We see this in every country in the world. As soon as they have prison capacity, they do not let it sit empty. And so as soon as this prison gets built, it will never be empty again. And then they'll need to build another one. So we need to stop them here and we need to stop them now. The place where they want to build this prison in Waikerea is right on the border of the Kingitanga territory. And this is really the clear line that was set down by Potata Te Whiruwhiro when he said, you can't come past here. This is a line that the Crown cannot cross. Well, we need to have that same approach now to this prison construction and say, you cannot have a mega prison. We will not have this in our country. We will fight back and we will resist this. Because as soon as they cross it, as the Crown did with the invasion of Waikato, it's over, right? It's over. And that will be the new era that we'll all be forced to live in.
Good talking with you again, Emmy. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero. The fight goes on, the fight without end, the struggle without end, Emmy Rakete.
Yeah. Forever
never. Look forward to talking with you again. Thanks so much.
Catch you then.
Namahi. Bye-bye. We'll take a break and then going to